Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. As I said before, there were many more facets to the journey of Saint Ramus in The Prisoner of Choice that we can necessarily relate with the human life. So today I'm just going to go ahead and elaborate on some of those points. The one thing that I really wanted to showcase in this series was the fact that Ramus was indeed so human in his nature. He was not the typical saint that every saint is painted out to be. There was nothing generic about him. He had always been besotted by all the desires and temptations that surround human beings, and yet within him he always wanted to break free of those bonds. This feeling was nurtured in him owing to the fact that he had truly understood the sheer uselessness of human desires and the temporarity of the happiness that is derived from their fulfillment. Thus, he sort of lived in a bipolar existence on his own accord, wherein he was besotted by the desires, but he also knew that the desires in the end would do him no good. You can hear him say that desire no longer held for him the same allure, that in many ways he could find no joy in life, for he was given a glance into his own shady past, and it revealed to him all the grief that he had caused others. This further led him to deduce that in the end his desires would not only lend him grief, but in the ceaseless pursuit of his desires he would be lending much grief to others. That was another point that I wanted to stress in this series, that indeed all of us are sinners in one way or the other, that indeed through the many incarnations that we live through on this earth, we commit many sins in the pursuit of our happiness. Man, in his incessant need to derive happiness through the fulfillment of his desires, at times overlooks the fact that his happiness may be derived from someone else's grief. For you to be happy, someone else needs to be sad. We ever fail to acknowledge the fact that given the right temptation, man would forego all bonds of friendship and brotherhood just to fulfill his desires. We can see living examples of this fact if we but see around us. Thus, man inherently remains indebted to those around him, for in one way or the other, he has sinned. The topic of sin transgressed into the topic of redemption, and it brought me to this point. Redemption is a curious thing, for it is at the same time extremely accessible and inexplicably hard to achieve. How, I will tell you. You can seek redemption the moment you make a choice to do so, and yet you might not redeem yourself completely for years on end. So the process itself is unending, if you take it that way. It takes a great deal of benevolence to wipe away countless lifetimes' worth of sins in a single incarnation. Hence, Ramus in his own life had to adopt an unceasing yearning for redemption, owing to which he suffered endlessly at the hands of fate. Because when you try to give something to others, you have to give something of your own accord. You have to take something from your own self and give it to others. And thus you suffer for others. And Ramus, like this, he suffered endlessly at the hands of fate, and yet his suffering brought joy to others. He suffered so that others may live happily. In a way, he suffered because he knew that there had been a time when others had suffered for him, when others had to suffer because of him. That was the realization which was the motivation for Ramus to keep walking on this path. In the end, we come to the conclusive part of the series. I had stated at the outset that saints are not born, they are made. I had made this statement for many times. I have heard people around me say, "Why should I do good when the whole world is bad? I'm not a saint, I'm a regular person." The point that I wish to get through to those people is the fact that the great saints that walked this earth were not selfless and benevolent owing to the fact that they were saints. To the contrary, they were hailed as saints because they were selfless and benevolent, irrespective of the fact that they were humans. You are a regular person, so was Christ. Saints are hailed as saints because they were mere men that chose not to live as one of us, because with each shred of this wretched existence, they wished and aspired for only one desire, to be selfless, to be benevolent, and to be a boon unto this world. So the next time you provide this self-affirming reasoning to your self-gratifying way of existence, but for once think of the Christ. But for once think of Saint Ramus. But for once think of Wolfgang. They were mere men who in the end resembled gods. Mere men who in the end made a choice. A choice to be a light unto this world. A choice to be divine. A choice to not be human. That pretty much sums up the Prisoner of Choice audiobook series. Thank you.